And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com for all the podcasts. Make sure you go there for all the video, YouTube page for videos and audio of the interviews. Those are there too. The Facebook page. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. It's at SeanGreenShow.com. Just make sure you go there. I want to bring in Eric Davis, the managing editor at Movies.com, the contributing editor at Fandango.com. He's here with us. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Going on, man?
Nothing much. So, you know, new week, new set of movies. What do we got?
Big one this week's gonna be Gone Girl. That's based on the very popular Gillian Flynn novel starring Ben Affleck, who's in it. Rosamund Pike plays his wife, and it's about a woman who disappears, and the husband, played by Ben Affleck, who may or may not have had something to do with it. It's tracking really high. Fandango released some numbers today that said it's selling as many tickets as Gravity did in the last Paranormal Activity movie. So a lot of people are going to go see this. I think it's going to be the number one movie this weekend. If you're flirting with going to see it, I'll be honest. I'll say get your tickets now because I think it's going to be really popular.
Okay, great. So we go to Fandango and pre-order those tickets then.
Yes, exactly. You can go over there. And so far, the buzz is really good. I think it's going to be very, very strong, especially if you haven't read the book, because there's a lot of twists and turns that you'll be surprised by seeing them versus having read the book and knowing where it goes. But I still think you should see it, especially either both, if you've read the book or if you haven't read the book, I'm hearing really good things about it. If you're not in the mood for Gone Girl, you can go for horror. That's Annabelle. If you're familiar with The Conjuring, the creepy doll from that film.
Yes.
Returns in a bit of a spinoff. And, of course, the doll shows up at a family's house, and guess what happens? The doll begins creeping people out in supernatural ways. So that's what you have over there. Also, Jason Reitman, who did Juno, Up in the Air, he has a new movie out called Men, Women, and Children, which I think is going to be an interesting film. I'm curious to see what people think when they see it, because I think it's very relatable. It's about sort of the ways the Internet infiltrates our lives in mostly negative ways in this film.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people cheating on their spouses and going to the wrong websites and what have you. So it kind of tracks the lives of people inside a small town and the ways they interact with the Internet. So
really?
Interesting movie.
Now, when you left out to from that film, what was your initial feeling when you left out the theater after seeing that?
After Men, Women, and Children?
Yes.
Well, it's interesting because I'm a married guy. I have kids. There are a lot of relatable sort of storylines that pertain to someone who's in my position. So I did walk out of the film saying, like, oh, I know people like that. And I think it's going to creep people out in that way. But it also may start some conversations, you know. It kind of teeters on the line of After School Special at times, you know, the bulimic girl, what have you. But I think there are a lot of issues out there that people are dealing with, even if we've seen them in After School Specials. There's still issues people are dealing with in real life. And so I think this film may help open some of those conversations, especially within families, families that have teenagers, too. So I think it's a movie to go see, definitely, especially if you're not interested in the creepier Gone Girl and Annabelle.
Okay, and what else do we have there?
Last, we have Left Behind, which is an interesting film. It's actually a remake of a Kirk Cameron movie starring Nicolas Cage in the Kirk Cameron role, I believe, if you remember Kirk Cameron from Growing Pains. It's got some religious undertones, of course. It's about a small group of survivors who are left behind after millions of people suddenly vanish. In the original, those people vanished because of the rapture, and all the Christians had left the earth, and the people that were left behind are dealing with the rise of the Antichrist. I imagine some of those same themes will be in this film, except this time it's Nicolas Cage, who's pretty insane. So I'm curious to see it. I haven't seen it yet.
All right, and there you have it. Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com and a contributing editor at Fandango.com. If you want to follow Eric Davis on Twitter, make sure you go on Twitter. It's at Eric Davis. We got Annabelle, we got Gone Girl, Men, Women, and Children, and Left Behind. So those are films you need to see this weekend. Eric Davis told you to go see it, so go see it. Eric, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thanks a lot, man.
And we'll be back right after this.